Tuesday morning, the 5th of May. Welcome, welcome one and all. It's the morning show, proudly driven by CMH Bolito Multi-Franchise, and driving into a little plumbing moment right now with the man who knows his way around your plumbing. And when it comes to the geysers, the drains, and any leaks you might have, well, Chapman Plumbing, the trusted name on the KZN North Coast. And Mr. Chapman is in the house himself. Barry.
Good morning.
How you doing, my friend?
Oh, no, good. Nice to be back, man.
Good to have you back in the house. And you can hear in the background Queen and the gang under pressure, because this is the topic we're talking about today. Under pressure and making sure that that the pressure that your system is under doesn't cause it to crack or to fail. We have an interesting relationship with water pressure in this part of the world. And I'm sure that you're the expert when it comes to what havoc this thing can wreak on your internal pipes and plumbing.
Man, yeah. So pressure fluctuations, interruptions in pressure, interruptions in water supply, it creates havoc in one's life. And some of the piping systems that we have on the market previously that have been installed, particularly those orangey, pinky-looking pipes, they were mass-produced outside of SANS regulations and everything like that. And they keep, I think, every plumber in the North Coast busy.
Well, you know what? I suppose for the plumbing industry, it's a bit of a gift that was laid many years ago, and is now it's like the seeds were planted, and now the harvest is coming in, because these things are popping every week.
Yeah, so but you know, at the end of the day, it also gets very frustrating as well, because you go out to a client's house, you repair one of these pipes, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, the guy phones you back, oh, the water's coming out in the same place.
And you think, how?
You go out to site, you open it up, and 300 mils away from where you've repaired, the pipe's leaking again. Sorry, the pipe's burst.
It's full on popped.
And then you tell the guy or your client, listen, the integrity of your pipe is really not up to scratch. I think it's about time we need to start looking at replacing your line.
The whole line.
And the issue is with a lot of these older houses is you have cold water tee-offs around the whole property, and then one hot water reticulation that feeds from the geyser down and around. So you can't necessarily go find just the, like we plumb a house now, you'll have a pressure valve on the outside of the house, on either side of the house, for example, and you can run a new water line and connect it into those pipes. With the older houses, you've literally got to follow the pipe. So that you can find all the connections, because not all the connections come out above the ground.
Oh, man.
So you go through this whole exercise of replacing the water line, and you tell the clients that there is a chance that we turn the water back on and you might not have water somewhere, because if we don't follow the pipe exactly and we kind of... there's a pipe there and we just connect it, so there might be one underground that you've missed.
And sometimes these things are running under... concrete and
100%. So we had a client now that had three burst pipes within 3 meters of their water meter.
Three burst pipes.
Yeah. So you know, you go out, you repair, you go out, repair. Then the last time we went out, we actually replaced about 5 meters of pipe. We also put in a pressure management valve, pressure regulating valve, just after their water meter.
And this is something that is, you know, when a lot of these houses were built, those things were not common. Did they even exist? I don't know. Pressure management valves. But
well, yeah, a lot of the older houses in Bolito have unbalanced pressure. So you were only required to put a pressure valve on your hot water heater, your geyser.
Ah.
So because that's the thing that needed to be regulated, because it couldn't handle the high pressure. So... but as the years have gone by, tap manufacturers have come in and said, listen, we need balanced pressure on our taps for their warranties and guarantees to be set in place. Piping people have also said the same thing. So now piping, your pressure valves are being installed outside the house.
Interesting.
There's a big move to have your pressure valve actually moved all the way down to your water meter.
Hey.
So that you're balancing the the pressure
right at the
throughout your whole property, because it's the sparks that you don't want.
And is that something that you can do?
Yes. Ah. Yeah. So you may have a 400 kPa full bar geyser. So you put a 400 kPa valve on the outside of your house. You can then put a 600 kPa or an adjustable pressure valve. You can get those as well right after your water meter. Now, what you want to stop is the nighttime sparks. So we've had instances in certain parts of Belita many, many years ago where we'd go and monitor the water because a certain estate kept on getting burst pipes. Every morning they'd have another burst pipe. So we went and monitored the water supply. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, it was sitting at 16 bars.
You.
Now, majority of the pipes that are used for domestic installation are 10, 12, or 16 bar rated.
Mm.
Now, just because it says it's 16 bar rated doesn't mean it needs to get pushed there all the time. And it's that balloon effect.
Yeah.
You know, up, big, small, big, small. You can only blow up something so many times before it goes, okay, I've had enough.
Yeah. And when you put one of these pressure management valves in, does it just, as soon as it hits a certain trigger point of pressure,
it just shuts off.
So yeah. Your system is then protected until that pressure returns to...
So two complexes that we've done on some BT drive, going past... Down that road
that
with no signal.
Windy road.
With no signal. We've installed pressure valves on... two small little estates there, and the one estate we set it at 4 bars, the other estate we set at 3 bars because they were happy with that. They're single story, and we literally used to be out in those estates once a week fixing a burst pipe. We haven't been back there for about 8 months.
Wow. Okay. So these things work.
No, they do. They, you know, when you on a bulk side of things, you're going to pay money for the right product.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to do is put the wrong thing in. So there's another estate right down at the bottom of Belita or complex, and they had another contractor come in and they put an adjustable pressure valve in, but reduced the size of the main line coming into the property to put a cheaper valve in.
Oh, they had to do that bit of surgery to sort of.
Now,
accommodate the product.
The problem with that is that out of holiday season, it's okay. It supplies enough water.
Mm-hmm.
But during their peak season, when all the holiday makers have come down to their holiday homes, the demand that is required out of that pressure valve cannot supply the water. So your pressure drops down to like 1.5 or... you know, one bar, and then you've got the reverse thing happening because now it's depressurizing and then repressurizing up to the pressure valve value.
Oh, so that's also not great.
So you're going to get burst pipes again. So it's sizing of the system properly, making sure that you've got non-return valves in place, making sure that you've got the strainers to protect all the glands and diaphragms and the pressure valves, and then making sure that you've got valves either side of this whole setup so you can service and maintain it.
It sounds very medical when you talk about it like this. Hey? It's like heart surgery here, but it is a kind of the system is almost alive, and you need to sort of treat it like that. And if you were going in for a procedure, a heart valve thing, you wouldn't want just any old person doing the plumbing. So when it comes to your literal your house plumbing, you wouldn't want just any old someone either. You want someone who really understands and who knows how to give you the solution that's fit for purpose, that's right for your space and for the needs and requirements of your system. So, Barry, I'm getting the distinct sense that you've got the skills. You and your team can handle the pressure.
We've learnt over the years, and we've done enough of them to... paid the school fees, and we've got it down to a fine art now.
Well, I'm going to be recommending that if you're listening to this, and if you've had issues with pressure and pipes bursting, and you say, no more, I need to get one of these pressure management systems now. Well, you know who to call. Chapman Plumbing, the geyser, the leak, the drain specialists, and when it comes to managing your pressure and your pipes, they'll definitely be able to make a real difference. And Barry, till next Tuesday, yesterday was the 4th. I would have said may the 4th be with you, but today you just keep holding tight under pressure.
Under pressure, like the song.
Here we go, man.